Good morning, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me also start by thanking the organizers, Nicolas, for the great organization, participation today, and of course, above all, thank you for taking the time to listen to the Cyprus story in all its different angles. Before I go into the energy sector, which is this session's topic, I did want to mention, just for a very few minutes, a few things about the sector which is actually delivering today, and it's actually driving most of Cyprus' GDP, and that's the tourism sector. A lot has been mentioned by previous speakers, but I want to highlight that 2017 is anticipated to be a third year in a row that Cyprus will be delivering growth, both in arrivals and revenue. Right, and yes, it is true. We heard earlier by McKinsey that arrivals have been growing faster than actual revenue. But let's not forget that Cyprus today is actually going for market share. Right, we need to make up for the lost time, for the loss of competitiveness that Cyprus has witnessed over the past decade. It is true. We recognize that. So while we are heading for market share and eventually moving up the scale of arrivals to increase the revenue per head that we will be receiving, we are also promoting very heavily our infrastructure projects. Again, a number of them were mentioned, about yachting tourism, about golfing, about integrated casino resort. And at the same time, I didn't hear anybody mention that, we are preparing a strategic plan. It's in the final stages for the next 10 years of Cyprus tourism. It is very important for us not only to rebrand the country, to identify who we are, who our clientele would be, how do we diversify the arrivals that we receive from many different countries, and how do we attract more upscale, if you like, and compete in the upper end of the market. So please, when you're considering Cyprus and as an investment opportunity, have a look at what we are doing in the tourism sector as well. So while the tourism sector is one of the sectors that's been delivering growth already, today and the next few minutes we will talk about an emerging sector which for us holds promises for the future. And this is the oil and gas industry. And it's still in its infancy. I will just go ahead. I've prepared a couple of slides for you so that you can understand not just the Cypriot dimension, but also the regional dimension as well. So I'll very quickly give you a quick outlook on what's been happening in Cyprus. Offshore. Cyprus has underwent three licensing rounds. In the first two licensing rounds, we awarded six blocks, out of which five licenses are still in effect. Those are blocks 239, block 12, and block 11. And in the third licensing round, we just ended a few weeks ago, and as a matter of fact, we will be signing the contracts on the 5th and 6th of April, next April. We will be awarding and signing block 6, 8, and 10. What you see on the screen are the licensees for each of the blocks. But equally important, beyond the licenses that have been awarded so far, I have to say that Cyprus has also, and let me show you this map, I think it's more telling, has also signed a number of delimitation agreements with our neighbors. We have signed a delimitation agreement with Egypt, Israel, Lebanon. We have signed a number of other agreements which are necessary to create what we call a predictable, transparent investment environment. Framework agreements for the unitization of possible joint reservoirs. One has been signed with Egypt, and there are two more being negotiated with Israel and Lebanon. And to be frank with you, when Zohr was discovered in Egyptian waters, just 6 kilometers from Cyprus' exclusive economic zone, this agreement that we have already with Egypt was put into effect, and we actually were entitled to the geological data which the Egyptian authorities were very happy to give to us. We are now under discussion again with the Egyptian authorities for another necessary agreement, which is the cross-boundary pipeline agreements, where the jurisdictions of each country start, where does it end? And of course, other agreements which the companies who are investing in Cyprus are telling us are necessary. Because it's no secret, the Eastern Mediterranean, emerging as it is, resembles geopolitically nothing. It's not the North Sea, right? There are tensions, there are issues. So Cyprus here is playing a role in the middle, in the heart of things, trying to make it safe and predictable for companies to invest. Now, so far, there's been a number of discoveries in the Eastern Med, what I called Exploration 1.0, took place, and we have had giant discoveries like Leviathan in Israel, big discovery in Israel, Tamar. We had the Aphrodite discovery in Cyprus. And Zohr in Egypt, another giant discovery, opened up what I call Exploration 2.0. So now we are moving to what we consider is the second cycle of exploration in the Eastern Med, based on a completely new geological model, which was opened up because of Eratosthenes, a seamount which lies entirely into the Cyprus Exclusive Economic Zone. You see it on the screen in shaded area. And this is part of the reason why the third licensing round was pretty successful, and we've managed to attract the likes again of Eni Total in Block 6, of Eni in Block 8, and of course one of your own here in the US, ExxonMobil and Qatar Petroleum in Block 10. I had a meeting last week in my office with a very large British oil and gas company who didn't participate, but came to me and said that when Exxon makes a move, the industry notices. So there's no doubt for us that all eyes will be set on what will be happening, again, in what I call Exploration 2.0 in Cyprus, but also in Eastern Med in general. Because if you can see that Israel is already having an open round right now, of a licensing round. Lebanon is planning to launch one very soon. Egypt has an open round as we speak, right? You can see also for the first time Russian interests on the Egyptian exclusive economic zone with Rosneft. So it's getting pretty excited, both from a technical economic point of view, but also from a geopolitical point of view. What's the Cyprus government's priorities? Exploration. Number one priority right now. This is why we launched the licensing round. We feel pretty pleased with the result, despite the depressed conditions which still exist in the oil and gas industry, with the prices of oil being at their lowest in a very, very long time. But also exploration, we need to identify what kind of resources are available in Cyprus, exclusive economic zone, that would help us also decide what exploitation ways we choose for those resources. We already have one discovery. I mentioned it, that was in the Aphrodite discovery. It's about 4.5 trillion cubic feet. It was discovered by an American company, again, Noble, the very first one who actually took part in Cyprus, together with Delek, an Israeli company, and more recently Shell farmed out into that operation as well. And we are looking at being able to feed that gas potentially in the Egyptian market. There are commercial negotiations happening as we speak for diverting that gas either into the LNG terminals in Egypt or into the domestic market there, which, despite what many people say, despite the Zohr discovery, there's still a lot of demand that needs to be fed into the country. And the third priority for us, so I mentioned exploration, I mentioned the exploitation of our discovery. The third, and of course, very important priority for the countries to continue to expand its relationships, to create a transparent, predictable environment for companies to operate. We are asking companies in the Eastern Med to invest billions in exploration, potentially in infrastructure. So the least that we can do for them as countries, not only Cyprus but the region as well, is to make it more predictable, more transparent, so they know what they're getting into. Right? And of course, that leads me to the fourth priority, which is to exercise our role in the region. We're an EU member state. Right? We feel we have a responsibility towards the East Med, but also we have a responsibility towards the EU for diversity of their supply. So we will be continuing to pursue, to exercise our role to make the East Med important to the EU and the EU important to the Eastern Med. And we have a number of ways to do that, such as, for example, that we are part of projects of common interest of the EU. The EU is co-funding a number of strategic projects for us. I was discussing earlier with Ed Cox about the electricity cable that will be connecting Israel, Cyprus, and Greece, and other projects that are common. The European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, EIB, are very, very heavily involved in seeing ways how we can finance the pipelines that will be required subsea or the development of the field or the fields that we will discover. Last but not least, the last piece of my opening statements here will be U.S. and Cyprus. U.S. and Cyprus. We're standing here, big delegation of led by the president and three of his ministers, talking about overall cooperation in the energy is of fundamental importance, both for political, technical, financial reasons. Politically, we've been working very, very closely with the U.S. government about the right of Cyprus to explore, exploit its natural resources. It's no secret that a meeting in Davos last year, in 2016, sealed the meeting between the President and Vice President Biden then, sealed also the exploration round plans. So the U.S. has been a strong advocate and supporter of what we're trying to do. Politically, we anticipate that we will have an equally strong relationship with the new administration as well. Business-wise, I mentioned earlier Noble Energy, an American company, made the first discovery in Cyprus, plays a pivotal role in Eastern Med in general because they also are part of Leviathan and Tamar. Exxon, a new kid on the block for the Eastern Med, for Cyprus in particular. Also supporting companies like Schlumberger, Halliburton are now present in Cyprus. So we need the know-how, we need the deep technical expertise, but also the deep financial muscle that is required in this kind of operations. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to conclude my remarks. I know we are short on time, and I'm sure you'll be looking forward to listen to the panelists, to say that we will continue the path towards developing, exploring and developing our resources in the Eastern Med. Certainly there are exciting opportunities in the region, not only Cyprus, but overall, the cooperation is there, and Cyprus plays a key role in being able to drive all the necessary investments to achieve everyone's goals. So with that, again, thank you very much for your attention, and enjoy the rest of the session.